Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational, in-your-face, and no-bullshit show, where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve. My name is Eva, and thanks for joining me here tonight. We are going to talk about letting go of the past, because I know it's really, really hard to do. We like to hang on to a lot of the bad stuff, and we forget about the good stuff, but we also forget to love ourselves and honor the greatness that we are. So this podcast was inspired by a reading I did this afternoon. For those of you that don't know, I do angel card readings. I'll do a little bit of shameless self-promotion in a minute. So it's kind of funny because when I was getting my breakfast ready this morning, I just had this wave of like, it was almost like sadness. Like I was thinking about the woman who I was going to be doing the reading for this afternoon. And I was overcome with sadness, and there was like, I almost felt like a, like darkness, like not like a dark cloud, but like a dark aura, like a charcoal gray. And I don't think I'm crazy. So when I met with her this afternoon, I told her straight up, I said, you know what? I said, you know, like I'm not a psychic. I don't really know you, obviously. I don't really know anything about you. I said, but I just feel really sad. Like I have this feeling and this dark cloud. And she was like, oh my gosh. So I've been sad for like the last 5 months because her boyfriend dumped her. Her boyfriend of 3 years had just dumped her 5 months ago, and she's still feeling sadness, and she's feeling anger, and she's feeling, you know what it's like when somebody dumps you. You feel like fucking shit. You feel horrible, and you feel, you know, anger and hurt and frustration, and why did you leave me, and what did I do wrong, and I did all of this for you, and what's wrong with you, and you feel all that, but there comes a point where you have to let that go, right? So I tried to explain to her, right? Well, we talked before we actually did the angel card reading. We talked, and I said, I'm not going to throw a whole bunch of cliches your way because you don't need to hear all that kind of stuff with that. And none of us want to hear them anyway. Most of them are all bullshit, and we already fucking know them. We don't need to hear them. So I told her, when something like this happens, yes, you feel sad, and especially women. I think maybe, and I could be wrong here, I think women over 40, over 50-ish, if we're dating or we were in a relationship and we just got dumped or we just ended a relationship or whatever, there's that grief and that sadness because now you think, oh my God, I'm getting old or whatever, and I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, and I'm lonely and I don't want to be alone, and sadness comes in and you're freaking out because loneliness sucks and all that stuff. And I tried to explain to her that, I mean, we all know that people come into our lives for a reason. And it's not always clear what that reason is right away. So when this person leaves, you have to take the lessons from that relationship and from that person. And you have to dig deep down inside and find out how those lessons relate to you. What are they saying to you? What are they speaking to you? So I explained to her that with this anger and hurt and frustration and everything she was feeling, that there's something that's still inside of her or you or me or whoever that hasn't been healed yet. There's still a piece from our past. It could have been a trigger or a trauma from our childhood. It could have been from an old boss. It could have been anything. It could have been some sort of trauma or some sort of bullshit that we had to deal with in the past that we haven't resolved yet. We haven't healed it yet. We haven't resolved it yet. And because of that, we do not honor and love and respect ourselves the way we're supposed to. And when you don't have that self-respect, self-love, self-confidence, all the other selves that fall in line, when you don't have that, you attract the wrong partners. You just do, because you don't love yourself. We show people how to love us, and we show people how to treat us. We do. We show them, and we show them in the way that we love ourselves and the way we treat ourselves, and in what we accept and what we don't accept, what we allow, what we don't allow. So if you allow a bunch of bullshit in your life all the time, and if you allow people to cross your boundary lines, boundary lines, where are yours? When you allow people to cross those boundary lines, you've just showed them how to love you or not love you or disrespect you. You have to take every lesson from the past. See how it applies to who you are today and learn how to heal or deal with the problems that you haven't, things that have, that are sort of still buried, that you have to, you know, sometimes you have to dig them back up and go, okay, you know what? I got to look at this now because it keeps showing up in my life. I got to look at this and I got to go, okay, this is the situation. It's clearly time to deal with it because the same pattern keeps recurring in my life. Take the situation. How am I going to deal with it? Deal with it and move the fuck on. You need to sometimes revisit things from the past that you don't necessarily want to revisit. They will show up in your lives in very many different ways, and they will continue to show up in your life in many different ways until you heal them, deal with them, forgive them, release them, and let them go. They're continuously going to show up in your life. So I explained to this lovely lady, because she's feeling very sad and she's very angry, and I said, you need right now, this is your time. You've been mourning this for 5 months now, which I think personally is an awful long time. I mean, I can see, and you know, I'm not judging, you know, who am I to say that there's a period, there's like a time frame. You can only grieve for 2 months. After that, it's bullshit. I'm not going to say that. But I think then if you're still grieving or still feeling all this hurt and anger after 5 months, you're going to have to start doing some deep inner work, because you shouldn't be hanging on to hurt, anger, and grief and frustration from a breakup for that long. There's got to come a point where you have to say, okay, this is fucking bullshit. I'm tired of dealing with all this hurt and anger, and I've got to do something about it, and I've got to let it go. So I tried to explain to her, and I think I made my point. I think after the half hour, I think she felt a little bit better. But I explained to her, you have to start looking deep inside of you now and find pieces of yourself that you love. Find all the pieces of yourself. Maybe find the pieces of yourself that are broken and put them back together again any way you can. And with her, I suggested, because she's still hanging on to this hurt and grief and anger, why don't you just... And she's just hanging on to it. So I explained to her, it's all sitting inside of you. You haven't released it. You haven't let go of it. You haven't forgiven it. You haven't done anything with it. All you've done is milked it. You've been milking your grief and sorrow for 5 fucking months now. You have to stop doing that, because if you continue to do that, you're just going to hang on. It's not going to get any better. And when you have emotional pain, it will show up physically. Do not underestimate the power of emotional pain. It'll show up in backaches, headaches, depression, all kinds of things. So I explained to her, you got to let it go. It's time. You have to start picking at it, and you got to start releasing it. So I told her that she should write out her feelings. Just get, you know, you can do it on your computer, on Microsoft Word, you can do it in a notepad with a pen and pencil, any way you're comfortable with, or any way you want to start getting that shit out, because it is eating your soul and your heart. It's just a black blob of toxicity, and it's just eating inside of you. And you deserve a life of crazy fucking ridiculous joy, right? We're not here to struggle and suffer and be sad. We're here to be happy. So my message for you guys, I hope you're sort of following me and getting a little bit out of this and see where I'm going. when you are feeling sad or when you are feeling angry or grief about a breakup or a lost relationship or anything like that, you need to let it go. You need to, if you have to write your pain out, then write it out. Get all that pain out from inside of your heart. Get it out. Get it off your chest. Release it. And day by day, slowly but surely, you're going to feel a lot lighter and a lot happier. Find joy inside yourself. Find the things that you love about you. Go back to doing the things that you loved doing before this relationship. Find your passion. Go and find things that fill your soul and put a spring back in your step and make your heart sing. Go and do more of that kind of stuff. Fill your heart and all those broken little pieces, fill them back up with love and things that bring you joy. And slow but sure, you can detach from the past and the hurt. That's my message for you guys tonight. I hope you enjoyed that. Oh, I stopped it right at 11:11. That's pretty cool. So if you want to follow me, you can follow me over on Amazing Me Movement, my Facebook page. I'm also a writer over on medium.com. If you like this podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share. And also, if you would like to, please leave a review, because reviews are very important to writers, artists, creators. They help us get our message across to more people. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you back here next time. Bye for now.